This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Thursday, 2nd July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the skies are clear over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, making it a pleasant afternoon to be outside. Haifa is enjoying a mild breeze, while Eilut is experiencing warm temperatures typical for this time of year. As night falls, expect a warm evening across the country. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel's ambassador to the U.S. criticized Ben-Gvir, Mai Golan, and J Street, stating, "There are things that simply should not be said." This comes from Walla, reported earlier today. Also, trucks involved in illegal waste disposal face confiscation as part of Israel's fight against environmental terrorism. This was reported by Israel Hayom in the past hour. Also this hour, Iran prepares for a week of mass mourning for the slain Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei following his death in a joint U.S. and Israeli strike. This comes from the Jerusalem Post, reported earlier today. Separately, at least 5 people have died and 16 have been injured in a bomb blast at a Damascus cafe near a key government building. The Times of Israel reported this earlier today. And finally, Syrian State TV confirms at least 6 fatalities in the same Damascus cafe explosion, with 22 more wounded. This report comes from Ynet earlier today. Now let's see what's happening on social media. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 shared just minutes ago that a New York woman faces charges for attempting to send $30,000 in cryptocurrency to the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. Gershom Gorenberg, a journalist, highlighted concerns over Irish sales of raw materials to Russia, questioning ethical priorities. Michael Dixon reflected earlier today on the 1,000-day mark since a former Hamas hostage's captivity, emphasizing the ongoing personal impact of trauma. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Israeli ambassador to the U.S., who spoke out against divisive rhetoric from figures like Ben-Gvir and Mai Golan. Walla reports that the ambassador emphasized the importance of unity and cautioned against statements that could damage international relations. This highlights ongoing tensions within Israeli political discourse. Turning to environmental measures, Israel Hayom reports that the government plans to confiscate trucks used for illegal waste dumping to combat air pollution and waste fires. This initiative includes establishing a confiscation yard for these vehicles, aiming to reduce environmental hazards. Meanwhile, the death of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei marks a significant escalation in the conflict. The Jerusalem Post notes that Iran will observe a week of mourning, which may intensify regional tensions. This strike comes amid growing hostilities between the U.S., Israel, and Iran. In Syria, the Times of Israel describes a deadly bomb blast in Damascus that killed at least 5 near a government building. The attack, reminiscent of past violence during Syria's civil war, underscores the fragile security situation in the region. Finally, Ynet confirms the same Damascus explosion resulted in additional casualties. Syrian state media reports 6 dead and 22 wounded, highlighting the ongoing instability and its impact on civilians. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Green Lantern has acquired a 49% stake in Biscotti, valuing the deal at 500 million shekels. This follows a lengthy review process by Israel's competition authority. Separately, Netanyahu has approved a significant defense funding plan, according to CTEC. The plan injects billions into the defense ministry, focusing on long-term military capabilities. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that the consumer price index continues to fall, providing some relief from inflationary pressures. However, experts caution it's too soon to declare a halt to rising living costs. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.